choosing one affirmation. I like me. Choosing one affirmation. I like me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. I like me. How can I say I like me when I go around with a gruff exterior? How can I say I like me when I go around in a very unhappy mood, in a very unhappy attitude of mind? How can I say I like me when I am doing things that are not harmonious for myself? How can I say I like me when I shout at people? How can I say I like me when I'm picking on other people, when I'm listening to other people and I get irritated at the things they have to say? How can I say I like me when I look at the world and I judge it? No matter how much I train myself to be unconditionally loving, I still judge the world. Now, why do I judge the world? Why do I do these things? And the answer is, I care, and I care deeply. That doesn't make an excuse for being unkind and being gruff and being loud and being noisy and so forth. It has no purpose there, but we do it. We do it all too often. We think that our points of view are the most important in the world. We think that our statement is the most vital statement. We think that what we have to say is the most important thing to be said, and that what others are saying is only just sort of claptrap that comes in there and is not really important. Have you ever had that experience? I know I have, and I do my utmost to work on it. And I ask myself, why is it that I allow myself to get so emotionally involved in circumstances and what other people are saying and what's going on? Why do I allow myself to get so emotionally involved? And the answer is a false sense of responsibility, a false sense of caring, a false sense of who I am. Now, if I really like myself, I'm not going to have any problem whatsoever with anything that I do. If I really like myself, everything that I do in my life is going to be wonderful and fantastic. Everything that I do in my world is going to be marvelous. It's going to be outstanding. It's going to be fantastic in every way. But if I don't really like myself, I'm going to be looking for faults in others. I'm going to be looking for things in others that I can help them improve. Well, is this going to do anybody any good? Is it going to do me any good? Is it going to do the world any good? Is it going to be beneficial to anyone at all? And the answer has to come back, not one little bit. Not one little bit. When you know a person who is a very wonderful person, a very caring person, a very touching person, what do you know about them? The first thing you know about them is that they have learned to listen. They have learned to listen to the world about them and not necessarily judge in their listening, but listen with compassion and understanding, listen with caring. And when you listen with caring, then something happens inside of you. Something happens to what you're listening to. You listen with a joy in your heart as the other person is sharing their point of view. You listen with a compassion for their dream, for their desire, for their goal, for what things are important for them. And as you listen, you feel good about yourself and you feel good about the others. One of the most beautiful things that any of us can ever learn, and especially me, is to listen. To listen without judgment, to listen without offering suggestions, to listen without concern. Now, if I cannot hear someone when they're speaking, I have to listen all the more intensely. They're speaking low, or they're speaking in an incorrect use of the language. They're not articulate, but it's me. Now, they have been speaking all of their lives, and they have been speaking all of their lives however they're speaking, and the world has always understood them. The world has always appreciated them and delighted in them, and the world has always looked for sparkling qualities in them. And yet, because I told the role that I do, I think that I have to correct people. I think that I have to make sure that they understand what they're saying and they say it clearly and wonderfully. And as I say these things to people, I irritate them. I irritate them because I get louder, I get more strident, I get more vocal, and nobody is happy by it, especially not me. Because as I, so to speak, lose my temper or lose my control of my ability to just listen and not judge, I don't like myself. I can't like myself when I am out of balance, when I'm out of order, when I'm not in charge of myself. And yet, every time we do that, it's because we are irritated in ourselves. There's something about our nature that is not being clear and precise ourselves. We are not listening. Now, what the other has to say is worthwhile hearing, or else they would not be saying it. And so it's up to me, it's up to us, to listen to what the others are saying. And as I listen to what the others are saying, I listen with my heart saying, go for it, go for it, go for it, share it, say it. And as a teacher, over the years, I've always corrected students' works and gently corrected them and carefully corrected them. And sometimes I get too demanding. I get too demanding as I correct these things and correct these words and correct them with friends that I'm speaking to. And as I do that, I lose contact with balance. I lose contact with unconditional love, and I lose contact with I like me. If I could, every moment of my life, say, I like me, I like me, I like me, my life would be in perfect balance. If I could say every moment of my life, I like me, I like me, I like me, I would always be harmonious with myself and with everyone in my world. If I would always say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I would be able to reach down with a loving hand and pet my dog, and he would feel very good about it. We have two dogs, a mini pin and a golden retriever. Now, when you reach down and touch the golden retriever, he is eager to have you pet him. When you reach down and touch the mini pin is a little offish and sometimes stands back and sometimes backs away, and doesn't always come in for sharing and loving. Even when you're loving him and giving caring to him, he can't wait to get down and be on his own. Now, is that the mini pin's nature, or is that my nature? If I am a person and I like me, and I say I like me, the mini pin will recognize that I like me too. And if I, when the mini pin walks away from me, am not disturbed and don't say to myself, why are you walking away? I want to pet you. Why are you stepping back? I want to pet you. And you see, if I really liked myself, if I said I like me, it wouldn't matter what the dog does. I would think of the mini pin like a cat. A cat comes and lets you pet him when they want you to pet them, and when they're done being petted, they walk away. And if they come by you and rub against you for an instant or two to have their sense of belonging, their sense of togetherness, their sense of I like me, and then they scoot along. Now, you don't think anything about that, but you do think it about a dog that you're used to petting, and you do think it about people. When you talk to people and they want to get their answer in, or they want to get their question in, or they want to get their statement in while you're in the middle of saying something, you feel distressed. And rather than feeling distressed, you should think, hey, what I have to say, I know, and I'm perfectly content with. Now, if somebody wants to butt into my conversation right while I'm in the middle of saying something, stop and listen to them. They have something important in their heart, something important in their mind, something important in their life, and they want to say, hey, listen to me, please listen to me. And as I stop and listen to them, I feel good. I feel frustrated for a moment because somebody's butted into my conversation. But then I feel good because I did not feel that my conversation was so almighty important that it had to take precedence over their eagerness to tell me something, their eagerness to share. When I say I like me, I become a much better and a much more enjoyable person. I become a much more desirable person. And this takes place constantly throughout our life. Now, I tell people I'm 25, and I feel like I'm 25. But as the years go by, I am 25, and sometimes I lose my attitude of I like me. And I have to say every single moment of every single day, I like me. If I say it out loud, or if I say it in my heart, or if I say it in the peacefulness of my being, wherever I say it, it must be said. I must constantly realign myself with my balance. I must constantly refocus my thinking on who and what I really am. I must constantly recognize that I am peace. I am balance. I am unconditional love. I am me. I like me. I like me. This is something I do constantly. Oh, I fall back on it. Sometimes I fail to do it. Sometimes I am unkind. But always I'm working on saying I like me and being likable and being a caring, gentle, loving soul. And though it's not always easy, when I sometimes get my nose in somebody else's business, the very thing I blame them for is what I do. The very thing I see inconsistent in somebody around me is a reflection of what's going on in me. And so it's important for me to say, I like me, I like me. I can never say it too many times. I can never say, I like me too many times. This is the most vital affirmation that I can make about myself. It is the most vital affirmation I can have about who and what I am and why I am what I am. And when I make this affirmation, I speak the truth about myself. When I make this affirmation, I say all that is good and beautiful, and I know it, and I love it, and I am it, and it is great. For this is the truth about me, and this is my reality, and this is all that matters. Yes, this is all that matters. I like me. And when I say I like me, then I'm a happy guy. It just works out that way, and it is really true. Today I say, I like me. Today I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Today I say, I love me, I love me, I love me. And today I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And to say, today I say, I like you, I like you. I like you. Join me in this and know the truth about yourself forevermore. And so it is.